The AFL Commission has confirmed it's considering changing the scheduling of the next AFLW season to bring forward the start of the season 7 to August. Now, with the grand final for the current AFLW season scheduled for the first weekend of April, starting season 7 in August 2022 would mean a break of just 4 months between seasons for what are part-time athletes. A decision on the start date is expected soon, but joining us now is postdoctoral research fellow with Swinburne's Sport Innovation Research Group, Dr. Casey Simons. She joins me now on the phone. Good morning, Casey.
Hi, Jeff. How are you going?
Mate, very, very well over here in sunny Perth. Well, firstly, why the earlier start?
I think the AFL is now looking at, we're going to have a fully represented competition in 18 teams coming in for the next season. They're looking at trying to find a window that is going to hopefully be a permanent fixture for the full 18 teams and sits more comfortably in a season that's aligned more to footy, and that's winter. I think they've reflected a little bit more on what the summer sport means, and that's a lot of impact on player bodies. Fans don't particularly like sitting out there in 35 degrees in the stands watching footy. And I think this is what they're trying to do to try and navigate, again, also the conversation around clean air when it comes to women's sport. I think that was the argument used at the start, to put it in summer away from the men's code. But it's also in competition with so many other sports in that window over summer as well. So this is trying to find that space for it where the players are a bit more comfortable in the conditions, and it's got a bit more of its own stamp on a time that is a bit more cleaner and aligns to when the country's more interested in footy. But it does present a lot of challenges, like you just mentioned, in the short turnaround for this year and the complications about what that means. And there's still so much unknown about how it might roll out this year.
Because that's something that hasn't really been focused on, is it? I mean, I remember some pre-season games played in that sort of temperature. I don't know how they play a full season in summer weather.
Oh, gosh, me either. As a fan just trying to get along, I struggle. I can't even imagine what it would be like actually playing four quarters of footy in those conditions. And to the athletes' credit, they have done incredibly well. They've put their bodies on the line week after week to ensure an amazing product and a fantastic spectacle for us fans that we just love to see. But I think we've seen in the last few years that it's just not viable to continue the competition at that time of year. It is a winter sport for a reason, particularly when these athletes are playing at grounds that aren't particularly suited for those conditions as well, from a fan and facilities point of view. There's a lot of grounds that just don't have enough shade, don't have enough beverage services, don't have enough places for people to sit comfortably, and access for the athletes to get what they need in terms of ice and water and cooling. So I think it just makes sense to bring it forward to another time when those facilities hopefully are a bit more available, with the ground availability and fans just feel a bit more comfortable attending the game.
Now, we're used to seeing elite athletes perform all year round. Example, Sam Kerr. Why is AFLW different?
It's still a semi-professional code at the moment, so the athletes are by no means full-time. They will be balancing their football careers with other commitments such as study, other jobs, other sports in some cases. So they do need to balance it at the moment, because it's just not at the stage where it's being considered as full-time. And the AFL put out their strategy for the next few years to say they do want to get it to that point, but we haven't been really given a really clear definitive timeline of when that term full-time athlete will be considered in the vein of the AFLW.
There are some players that are full-time athletes at the moment, though.
I guess it depends on how you define full-time athletes.
Yeah.
I think we sort of look at it that athletes that can determine what could be considered a livable wage or a full-time salary, and they subsidise that with promotion and marketing, doing roles within the club where they're able to take on other responsibilities year-round. Athletes who can jump into other competitions in the AFLW off-season, play in other sports. So there are some athletes who we could consider full-time when we sort of add everything together. But athletes that just play women's footy all year round and that's their main source of income, they're not really there yet.
Are we very far away from it? From a spectator's point of view, the standard of play is extremely entertaining. Surely we can't be far away from being able to maintain these sort of elite athletes on a full-time support.
Oh, I think that's the question on every fan's lips and every athlete's lips, and we're hoping that it isn't far away, because I think you're absolutely right. The standard is there. These athletes are putting everything into it. The product is phenomenal. The fan base is there. The demand for it is there. We're seeing so many games getting great attendances, even in this environment when the pandemic has played a significant role in keeping a lot of people away from the game. Once that hopefully sort of goes away soon, but there'll be so many fans who just keep coming back for it. So we think we're there. I think there are so many fans who just don't understand why we're not there yet. But I think that's the question on everyone's mind, is when we're going to see this lever switch, because I think what we've bought into at the moment is, you know, these things take time. We need to have a bit of a slowly approach. We need to build significant revenue models around that. But I think there are levers there that can be switched, and it just needs to be a change in mindset to investment, support, and just going all in, which hopefully we see soon, particularly with the four teams coming in to make it that whole competition. I think that time is now, when we've got a fully represented AFLW competition with every team. It's an amazing opportunity to really push into that space.
If you've just tuned in, you're on the record with Jeff Woolen, and I'm chatting with Dr. Casey Simons about the impact of the proposed dates for the National Women's Aussie Rules Footy Comp, the AFLW. Now, Casey, something, well, crucial is missing from all of this, and it seems to be a little bit habitual for the AFL. There hasn't really been too much in the way of player consultation on what the most appropriate dates would be.
I think there's been a little bit, but we haven't seen as publicised enough. The AFL did have to go and sort of get the okay from all the clubs before they officially put this on the table. But I guess we don't see a lot of that reported too much in the media, and there are so many conversations. But also, I guess some athletes who may not have been part of those conversations as well that really probably wanted to. So it seems like this was a really quickly moved on action item to, obviously, there's only 4 months before the proposed start date if it's to go ahead. So we're seeing a lot happening at once. So there is a bit of confusion. And I think that's really hard to navigate, because it sort of came out of nowhere, I think, for us footy fans. And we thought, we're in the middle of this season and we're talking about having a second season within the same calendar year. It's quite a shock. I think there are a lot of athletes that welcome that time frame and are excited to have a football code that's aligned with the season being winter, and having it being brought a bit more forward to align a little bit with the men's competition, to have a bit of crossover there when the interest in footy is so high, particularly going into the men's final series there. I think it's a great celebration of footy to start the AFLW. But having it this year and so soon, I think there is a little bit of panic in the air about all the questions that we don't have answered just yet. And I think that's where footy fans and athletes and clubs are a bit like, this is exciting to see it change a little bit and come into winter, but also, what about X, Y, and Z? And what about all these things? And we don't have the answers yet. And I think that's where everyone's getting a little bit anxious.
As a sports researcher, Casey, what do you think would be the most ideal way to have the season set up for AFLW?
It's a really hard question, because, like we've discussed, there are so many things that we need to consider, particularly the semi-professional nature of the competition and looking after the athletes and everything they have to juggle and sacrifice just to get on the field every week. I think this is a positive move in terms of the timing for the competition, but like a lot of commentators have said this year, there are going to be so many teething issues to get two seasons in one calendar year and put that pressure on players. So I think, first and foremost, there just needs to be a real lens of player welfare and support for this year if this is what's going to happen, because there would have been so many athletes who have already taken time away from their jobs, unpaid leave, delayed study. There'll be athletes coming through this year who'll be looking to be drafted for the next season, who'll still be at high school and probably going through exams and trying to finish off their year 12 schooling at this time that the competition is looking likely to start. So there just needs to be a bit of support and understanding that in this transitional year, that the athletes do have to come first and their welfare has to be supported. And then hopefully, building beyond this, you know, first season, maybe at this time of year, there can be a bit more structure and support in bringing the whole competition together with the 18 teams and having that strategy really firmly in place, which would be great to see. I think a collective bargaining agreement with the men's competitions being suggested by AFLW player Libby Birch, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
To have one competition approach to something like this. But in the interim, if this is going to happen this year, there just needs to be a lot of flexibility and a lot of support for the athletes.
Well, a lot of support from us, the general public, understanding what actually goes into putting a team on the field.
Definitely, yeah. I think fans play such a huge role in sport, and I think sometimes we discount the role of fans and, you know, just take them for granted. But, I mean, I absolutely consider myself a fan first and foremost. That's why I work in this field, is because I'm so passionate about it as a fan. And we play a huge role in supporting the athletes and showing up and shouting them out on social media and telling them how much we value everything they're doing, particularly women in sport and female athletes who sacrifice so much. Just sending a tweet or going to a game, buying a ticket, buying a membership if you're in the position that you're able to do that, just goes a long way to showing those athletes that what they do means something to you, and they're doing it for an amazing reason, and they're representing so many people who didn't have the opportunity to do that and want to see themselves represented on the field. It's an amazing thing to do to be a fan, so definitely don't understate the role that fans play, for sure.
Fantastic. Casey, I think that is the perfect place to leave that. Thank you very much for joining us on The Record on RTR-FM.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
That's Dr. Casey Simons. She's a postdoctoral research fellow with Swinburne Uni's Sport Innovation Research Group, talking to us there about the change in date coming up for the AFLW start season.